Tell Tales, Dakota Folk Life and Stories, is a collection of narratives of shared personal experiences of peoples of the North Dakota Plains. They originate from and are shaped by interviews with senior citizens, many of whom are in elder care facilities. In 2020, our emphasis was on veterans. And while in-person interviews were not possible due to the pandemic, we were able to speak remotely with a number of them. Marvin Ewart is currently a resident of the Good Samaritan Society Care Facility in Lakota, North Dakota, and he is a Korean War veteran. He was born in
1928. I'm 92 now. I'll be 93 in January.
Marvin grew up on a small farm near Drake, North Dakota, and describes it...
It's like any place else in North Dakota. I was there until I was about 20 years old. I liked it when I was growing up. I mean, it's a big old farmhouse, two-story house. Six brothers and six sisters. 13 of us all together. Yeah, that's a big family. But the house is still there.
We asked Marvin what he remembered about growing up in that house and life on the farm.
Work. That's what all there was to do. I mean, done our chores and that, whatever you could find to do. Feeding the cattle outside then, and while they were doing the inside chores, and you had to feed the cattle inside, and ordinary chores with your feed. A lot of difference between farming then and nowadays.
When Marvin was 21, he left the farm, drafted into the United States Army to serve in Korea. Four of his brothers were also veterans, as was his father, who served with a very famous American in Cuba.
Spanish-American War. Teddy Roosevelt had two different regiments. I mean, one was a horse regiment, one was just infantry. My dad was at the infantry. He was from Germany. He came over here when he was 16, I guess. 15 or 16. Served with Teddy Roosevelt as a foot soldier during the Cuban-Spanish-American War. Never met him personally, but had seen him up close. Well, that was about it. I mean, he wouldn't talk at all about it. He just never did. I never did talk about his service.
Marvin was hesitant to talk about his service as well.
There isn't much to talk about, but he just did what he had to do. You had a job to do, and you just did it. I was over in Korea for 4 months, and I never seen the inside of a building. I was never in the building. I was scared many times, a lot of times. I can remember many nights just I didn't sleep hardly at all. I mean, you just didn't get to sleep, whatever. Mostly in the daytime is when you'd sleep. You get a few hours of sleep.
Marvin is now 93 years of age, and he's had his health challenges, including hip replacement surgery, which makes it difficult for him to get around.
Well, I can barely walk. I've fallen about four times already, and I want to get a electric wheelchair, or they get about these scooters to drive on that you go to the dining room to eat. If I had one of those scooters, them to ride there, it'd be a lot easier. Everybody tried to get one, and they all say no.
Well, not everyone said no. This is Lori Miller from the Good Samaritan Society Care Facility in Lakota, North Dakota.
Many of our veterans are, you know, the ones that are self-sufficient or self-sufficient, and then we have some that need a little more help. Marvin, you know, he's our Korean War vet hero, recently received his own scooter from the VA, which we helped implement to get for him, and it's been awesome to see him out and about more frequently with that scooter. He'd been wanting it for a while, and they kept saying, well, why, you know, and he won't walk if he gets the scooter. And he takes it down to the dining room for his meals and coffee time. But other than that, he walks around the facility with it. So he's, you know, that was our biggest fear. He wouldn't use it, you walker. And he's been so good about that. And he's actually one of our veterans. If you wanted a story, I guess, would be him. He loves potato pancakes. I was on the verge of trying to make them for him like his mother made them when we were able to let our veterans go out with family And I caught him and his daughter one day visiting. And I said, you take your dad today, you take him tomorrow, you get him out of here and you go get that pancakes. He did. He got to go out to Grand Forks a couple times now for his potato pancakes. And he just beams when he comes back from there when we ask him about his pancakes. The simple things.
Produced in partnership with the Good Samaritan Society Care Facility in Lakota, North Dakota, and Dakota Legacy. This project is produced in part with a grant from the North Dakota Council on the Arts, which receives funding from the North Dakota State Legislature and the National Endowment for the Arts.